broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for March 7th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we believe in the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution, folks. Those turn out bloody and messy most of the time. We do believe the sacrifice of the founding fathers, though, made it possible to not have a revolution, but have a restoration of the principles that made America great. And we want a restoration to bring America back to its roots. It is about God, family, and country. It is about the protecting of life, liberty, and property. And America's got plenty of woes, plenty of troubles. I get it. But we're preaching good and a bright future for the greatest country on the face of the earth, not doom and gloom, folks. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We unequivocally believe in the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, and we predict his return. And when that happens, it's going to be a glorious day, and it's a matter of how much freedom can we maintain until he arrives, and how righteous can we live our lives, and are we willing to follow him, is the real questions that we need to wrestle with. This is the war in heaven continued on earth battle, and we need to stand on God's side, who, if you will. Now, before we get to our highly decorated former IRS criminal investigator guest, I want to kind of mention that, you know, folks, we've been in the media for a long time, 25 plus years now. And a lot of people say, Sam, you don't really talk to anybody hardly. Your show's just tiny compared to, say, a Rush Limbaugh or a Michael Savage or a Laura Ingraham or some of these people. You know, what you do just doesn't matter, Sam. What I find funny is I find a lot of the big boys use a lot of the phrases, use a lot of the stories, take a lot of the opinions of what we talk about and do. And I've seen it appear so many times, it's beyond debate. And in the presidential elections, when, say, Donald Trump Jr. decides to come on our program on Super Tuesday, that's where he chooses to spend his time, I get this idea that we matter a whole lot more than they want us to believe, first of all. We may not control the news cycle, but we certainly have the ability to shape it behind the scenes. A lot of the stories they wouldn't even cover if we weren't here. A lot of the stories they wouldn't even bring our side to the table for discussion if we weren't here. And we never get credit for it, nor are we seeking for credit for it. But I'm telling you that it exists, and I'm telling you that it matters more than you can imagine. And I don't bring this up to tout who we are or to say we're important. I bring this up because some people even say, Sam, you're just preaching to the choir. And my response is, well, what was the choir like before I got here? Because I wouldn't know if I just joined it. What was it like before I got here? Well, it was one person smaller and one nationally syndicated radio broadcast smaller and one of the top 250 talkers in the nation. That was me for 2010. It was one less nationally syndicated, well-known, hard-hitting news the networks refused to use talk host less and all the listeners that it relates to and et cetera, et cetera. Well, it isn't about me. What it's about is, what was the choir like before Joe Bannister, the highly decorated former IRS criminal investigator, what was it like before he joined the choir? Because, see, this guy grew up wanting to be an IRS agent, wanting to be a special agent to really, it's kind of like somebody going into the military or going off to war. At first, they're like, hey, I'm gonna defend the greatest country in the world. I'm going to do great. I'm going to be somebody. And they have this idea, this dream, this hope, this vision of who they can become and what they can contribute to. And then the disenchantment comes, right? And then the reality check hits. Sad to say. Well, how did all that happen, by the way? As far as I understand the story, Debbie Kidd, good old friend of ours from years and years and years ago, was on a radio show talking about the snafu in the IRS and the dishonesty and the immorality and this problem that, hey, they don't have their act together in terms of who they really are, and it's all a big old lie. And Joe Bannister heard this stuff listening to the radio, and then he went, wait a minute, I'm this IRS agent. If anybody can get the truth, it ought to be me. I got to shut down these shenanigans come on. This is the greatest country in the world, and I'm living my dream and doing a great thing and, you know, helping America prosper. And, man, I got to shut down these ne'er-do-wells that are down in who I am and what I do. He started to dig. Well, the more he dig, the more he doubted, and the more he doubted, the more he decided to stand up. the more he decided that, you know what, what's going on here? And then he's decided to challenge, and then before you know it, wow, he found out the truth, and, well, he even put freedomabovefortune.com. That's his website, by the way, freedomabovefortune.com. And he did all this, folks, from what, some little talk show, or was it a nobody speaking the nobody plan? Is that how it is, right? Well, what do you say, Joe? Do you even remember the radio program you were on?
Oh, I absolutely do, Sam.
Who is it?
Thank you for having me on. Jeff Metcalf, he was a host back in the 90s on KSFO. It was a radio station in San Francisco, still there, still broadcast. They don't have anything like the topic that I talk about anymore, but they did at the time.
Well, and that's interesting, because where is Jet Metcalf? Is he one of the big talkers everybody knows about now?
No.
He might be if he'd quit talking about that kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah. No, what I really appreciate about what you said is that, you know, I often say that D.V. Kidd, who you've had on your show apparently in the distant past.
Oh, yeah, D.V. Kidd's great.
She was on hundreds of radio shows, you know, didn't get paid one dime. She had publications she would offer for just the cost. And when you think about it, I was out there listening. And so I think it you know, goes right with what you're saying, that, you know, if she wasn't on the radio that day doing something for free, just trying to let Americans know how their freedoms were at risk, then if she wasn't talking that day, I wouldn't have heard her. And if I wouldn't have heard her, I wouldn't have, you know, even I'd be fat, dumb, and happy being an IRS criminal investigator. I would have retired by now, you know, bringing in maybe $100,000 a year in retirement checks. But it was because she took the time to talk to who she knew, nobody could be listening, or everybody could.
And think about this, though. Who the heck, unless you've been in the Patriot circles for a long time, who the heck knows who D.V. Kidd is? Now, I'm not downing her as a person. I'm making a point. Who the heck knows who Jeff Metcalf is? Who the heck knows who Joe Bannister is? Who the heck knows who Sam Bushman is? And unless you are involved in some of these circles, you may not know who any of us are. However, we're making a tremendous difference telling the truth nevertheless, and the record before God is being written right now, sir.
Right.
And it was written back when D.V. and Jeff were on the radio, and Joe was listening. Joe?
That's right. And, of course, why did they talk the way they talked? Is because people before them were telling the truth, and they listened, and then they acted upon it. So, you know, I really enthused by being on your show, but of course, just your whole intro there to the second hour was just right in keeping with my philosophy that, you know, if you have something truthful to say, speak up, because there's somebody that wants to hear it.
Amen to that. And when you do, slowly but surely, people will come to the cause. And one of the things people kind of find interesting, they're like, Sam, don't you wish you were talking to 300 million people plus or whatever in America or even beyond worldwide? My response is no. I'm already worldwide. I'm looking for the elect, Joe. I'm looking for people who believe in the truth and want the truth and who seek the truth and who will embrace the truth. I'm not looking for the masses who will never join me or never believe in what I have to say or never lift a finger to make a difference to save the greatest country on the earth. I'm not looking for the people who aren't interested. I'm only looking to separate the wheat from the tares, so to speak. I'm only looking to find those who believe in our cause. And you know what? If the Lord's army is small, so be it. I'm not in charge of any of that stuff.
True, and I'm convinced that, I'm sure you are too, that these big talk show hosts, you know, taking nothing away from them, but they are controlled to the extent that if an advertiser leaves them or something like that, then they have to be careful about what they say, and to some extent. And so the people are going to hear more truth, and talk show hosts that have more courage you know, on shows like yours. And so some people don't care about that, but there's a lot of people that do, and that's why you're of extreme high value.
Where the heck is Jeff Metcalf now, do you know?
I mean, he still publishes articles. He may still do, like, podcasts and things. I mean, he's healthy, he's got a family, lives in the Sacramento, California area.
Yes, and in my mind, why aren't guys like that rock stars today? And the answer is in the station example you gave. You say they don't have that kind of talk on anymore?
It's still a conservative, you know, quote-unquote, format. But they still, you know, broadcast. At least they didn't change to, you know, some other kind of format. but they just don't have the same kind of hard-hitting constitutional
advocacy.
Yeah, and content. So
let me ask you this. Do you think they'd have on Joe Bannister to highlight your latest book? Do you think they'd do that, sir?
I'm not holding my breath, Sam. Let's put it that
way. Well, come on. They did it once. They ought to do it again.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was even, I don't know, in some areas of the country, KSFO is kind of the quieter stepchild of KGO, you know, how the you're in radio. So there's the big blowtorch state.
Is that down in San Diego?
No. KGO is the San Francisco.
It's San Francisco,
one.
Too. Okay. So they're both talk. They're just kind of
West Coast.
First and second talk, right?
Yeah. So then KSFO is just the little one that can't reach as many people. But I was on KGO even at once, which kind of surprised me. Late night show. So I don't know. It's kind of odd. Sometimes I think people just like to have me on just like, you know, the sideshow circus kind of thing.
Well, and even if they do that, there are the pure in heart that will not take it as a sideshow circus. So, you know,
that's
what?
Right.
We're even grateful for that, is I know, disheartening as that may sound to some degree. Look, we're here to advocate for the truth. We're here to put freedom above fortune. By the way, just add .com for his website. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today, Joe Bannister, highly decorated, former IRS criminal investigator, ladies and gentlemen, now telling the truth about the IRS. His latest book is out. We'll tell you about it. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, we don't look at this as theater or a circus by any stretch of the imagination, ladies and gentlemen. We look at this as standing tall in the culture war. We're talking to our guest, Joe Bannister. One of the most feared organizations in the world is the IRS. For good reason, they'll steal your property. They'll destroy your life. Even by my father's grave is another grave that's near to it when you sit on a bench and kind of contemplate my father's life when I go to the grave. You know, you look right over there, and there's a grave there. And on the headstone, it says, cause of death, IRS. No joke, true story. All right, Joe Bannister with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's written an incredible book. His book is called Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a report to the American people. We'll get into that in just a second. But before we do so, I've kind of told the side of what I know for Joe Bannister and how he got into standing tall for liberty and putting freedom above fortune and blowing a whistle on the IRS, etc. But that's my side as a talk show host and kind of watching it unfold. You know, I was around back in those days, and I'm around still, and I watched it all happen, and I've been really grateful for those, Jeff Metcalf, D.V. Kidd, Joe Bannister, all those people that made that all happen. And I sat on the sidelines and went, you know what, I commend them for their work and want to do all I can to advocate for and help them. But you have a side of the story too, Joe. Before we get into your book, why don't you just kind of break down a little bit about your side of how it kind of all unfolded? It was kind of surprising to you, wasn't it?
Very much, but Sam, you did a great job. I don't know that I could add that much that's new, but
Tell me a little bit about how you went through the process. When you heard D.V., were you just mad at first? Were you just like, you know what, this lady's clueless. This lady's an idiot.
The main reason I was mad, or you know, was that kind of like if somebody had listened to you and they're like expecting a certain level of candor and truth, and then all of a sudden you have something, or you have a topic that is just like even people who trusted you for so long are going like, wait, what happened to Sam? And so that's kind of what happened to me with Jeff Metcalf. I had listened to him for a number of years before D.V. Kidd came on the show, and I just found him to be, you know, 100% pure, just as far as it's what the truth is, it's what the Constitution is, and it's about protecting it, and so that I just really love that. And you know, people might think, well, an IRS special agent, you know, liking the Constitution, but you know,
yeah, but hold on, that goes along with your belief that America's great and I want to defend America and I want to do, it's like somebody going off in the military, right? I mean, it's a similar idea to where you have this idea that I'm part of the of America, I'm part of something special, right?
Yeah, I mean, the Constitution itself requires that you take an oath to support and defend it, you know, if you're going to work for the federal government. So I took that oath, and I did feel like I was part of a force that was about protecting the Constitution and serving the people. And I really, you know, that's what I enjoyed about it. Jeff Metcalf has D.V. Kidd on the show, and then they start to claim that there's a big problem with the federal income tax, but they also talk about the Federal Reserve and basically a whole realm that, even though I was a certified public accountant, had a degree in accounting from San Jose State University, I was just like, what? How could you be talking about this stuff? That's crazy. You know, I've never heard, I thought it was crazy because I never heard it. Or nobody ever taught it to me. So I took the effort to check into what they said. Normally I wouldn't check into what they said because I would just think it was crazy and just move on. But again, because of that track record that Jeff had established with me as a listener, or that, you know, you established with your listeners, that track record I thought, okay, no, somebody's crazy here, right? Or somebody's not telling the truth.
The other difference in this case, it directly related to your area of expertise in a very personal way, right?
Right, because my entire professional life revolved around the income tax. For many years as a CPA, you know, helping clients deal with the income tax system, and then going in as an enforcer and, you know, carrying a gun and a badge and actually going ahead and doing that from the other side, you know, actually enforcing the income tax.
Now, when this all unfolded, how did your emotions change? Because you're shocked to hear a trusted talk show host bring this up, like, man, are you off the rails? You find out that he's telling the truth, but then you bring it to other people who you think will care as well, and their reaction completely shocking. It seems like you just had one shock after another for, like, 20 years, man.
Well, I did think that everybody else, all of my fellow Americans, would be as much or more concerned. And when I say angry, I don't mean like, you know, going crazy angry, but just like angry enough to do something about it.
Anger really marked by disappointment and a desire to make it right, right? That,
yeah,
kind of anger.
Sure. Yeah, like where else are we going to go? Why don't we just clean up, you know, the country that we have? And that's about all that all you can hope for. So I went ahead and tried to do that, fix it, you know, basically. And I really thought that the other the other people would be along board with me, and you know, many have, but it just hasn't. It wasn't exactly what I expected.
Right, and as you did this, it wasn't even like they said, we got to agree to disagree. Joe, I know you feel this way, but we disagree with you, and this is a fuzzy discussion where, you know what, it's honorable that you come out with two different conclusions to the same, we can agree to disagree agreeably. It wasn't that way. It was more like, now we got to attack Joe, and Joe, who used to be the rock star, the special agent, the up-and-coming future, is now somehow... I mean, he's probably mentally deranged. I mean, so it becomes a personal attack rather than a true, transparent investigation of the facts, right?
Yeah. I mean, anyway, I had to get over the disappointment. And I shouldn't say disappointment because, I mean, when you think about it, the people that saw the movie America Freedom to Fascism, the people that have looked at my website, I mean, there are millions of Americans, yeah, I've been on shows with Congressman Ron Paul, you know, back when he was in office. And so I shouldn't sound like I'm disappointed. I guess I just had a certain expectation. But, of course, you know, being a Christian, then we can all realize that, you know, it's God's plan. It's going to unfold on his timetable. And all we can do is do our part, right? And if we get to see certain things unfold in our lifetime, what a blessing. But if we don't, we know that we just kind of fit into God's plan and amazing things can happen.
My disappointment with this primarily lies in the apathy of the people about this. I believe if Americans got together in large enough numbers, we could change this thing on a dime, Joe. But Americans are afraid, then Americans are complacent, then Americans don't understand. And I mean, you put all that together and it's a very difficult road. But I believe that we, the people, at some point can and will call a halt to the con game.
Well, and I hope, you know, what I think about, of course, is, you know, Jesus tells us to love our neighbor, and it's, you know, it's more difficult, it's easy to say it, more difficult to put it into practice, but, you know, that's kind of what keeps me going, is that, you know, I really care if my neighbor's having a battle with the IRS, and the IRS is intimidating them and overwhelming them. I care about that, you know, and I just think everybody should. If somebody is susceptible to attack, one of our neighbors, and that means we are too. So it really is something we should all get in and learn about. And it's a complex issue, so it takes a little bit of study. But once you get the picture, you know, about how we're being cheated and deceived and intimidated by the IRS and the Federal Reserve and all those systems, we can rise up and do something about it, but together, so that they can't pick off, you know, people one by one. We're there as a group. We're there as concerned Americans, and we make changes.
I'll tell you what I find fascinating. What happened? You know, you said love your neighbor as yourself, and I agree. That's one of the two great commandments: love the Lord thy God, and then love thy neighbor as thyself. What happens if your neighbor is an IRS agent? You gotta love that dude too, huh?
Yeah, that's tough. But yeah,
it's really rough.
Love your enemies, pray for them. And I mean, I found that to be, because, you know, I've been attacked, was prosecuted by the Department of Justice. You know, basically I was blowing the whistle and they didn't like me doing that. And so they tried to rustle up charges against me, and it cost over $200,000 to defend myself. But I was acquitted, deservedly so. But, you know, I pray for those prosecutors to this day, and the special agents that investigated me, and for one, you know, the fruit of doing that is peace. And so you know, I really like when, you know, Jesus tells us things to do, and then we do them, and then we find, wow, that works pretty good.
Yes, sir. That's how it always is, and it always will be. So let me ask you this then: when these people prosecuted you. And I get that you're going to pray for them and you have love in your heart. You don't have malice and hatred towards them or anything else. But do you believe these people really understand what they're doing? Or do you believe they're just not educated enough and they just still are steeped in this lie we've been told that somehow they believe they're right? A lot of times people believe, well, this is too complex for me. Look, if it was really the way Joe says or Sam said, then everybody would know this can't be. And so they just go into this hedgehog denial idea. Or are they really bad people? Joe will answer that, and we'll get into his book in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly blaming then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions for the zero-tolerance policy rollout of separating migrant kids from their parents at the southern border. He spoke at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina yesterday, saying the policy was a surprise and caught the Department of Homeland Security and Health and Human Services off guard. Kelly also did not take a direct swipe at President Trump.
But he did say at one point that, you know, had Hillary Clinton called him to ask him to take these jobs, that he would have served in her administration. So he was making clear it wasn't really about Trump and he wasn't necessarily a Trump loyalist.
That's political reporter Carol Lee on MSNBC. The president's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort's to be sentenced in a federal courtroom today, convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, and failing to report foreign lobbying. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton saying it's still not clear for sure whether North Korea is rebuilding a rocket launch site that they had earlier begun to dismantle. He says they have seen satellite images suggesting that there's new activity, but
I don't think we really are in a position to say at this stage. Obviously, we have a lot of ways of getting information. We're going to study this situation carefully. As the president said, it would be very, very disappointing if they were taking this direction.
Bolton was speaking on Fox and Friends. A hearing about unpaid child support lands R&B singer R. Kelly behind bars again in Chicago. Kelly owes more than $160,000 in child support. Helen Hunt and Paul Reiser are planning to reunite for a reboot of their 90s sitcom Mad About You. It'll premiere in late 2019. The original ran for 7 seasons, from 1992 to 1999. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, we're talking to Joe Bannister, former IRS agent, ladies and gentlemen, turned whistleblower and truth teller, to say the least. And it is about God, family, and country. He's got a new book out, Investigating the Federal Income Tax. We'll get to that in a second, a report to the American people. But, Joe, I asked right before the pause, the people that prosecuted you or persecuted you, it's really both. Those people... I know you don't have any hatred towards them, but do you believe that they're just deceived still, or do you believe they're just doubling down in evil? Do you understand what I mean?
I absolutely do. In fact, I address it somewhat in my book because you'll recognize this name, Rod Rosenstein.
Oh, yes, sir.
He was actually doing something else years ago. The criminal investigation targeting me started in 2001, and I was prosecuted, you know, at a trial in 2005. Well, Rod Rosenstein was the tip-top of the DOJ tax prosecutions from 2001 to 2005. And I recently found that out, and I'm like, wow, so this is how he was cutting his teeth before, you know, doing all the stuff that we read about in the news today. But I read, like, his statements before the Senate when he was going to be confirmed, and he's talking about, you know, the Constitution, and he basically is talking like I talk and like you talk, but of course we were, you know, here he is likely approving all the harassment and things that I was subjected to, And yet I'm out there talking about how the income tax is a scam and the American people are being lied to. So we're both, you know, kind of adhering or claiming to adhere to the same code as reason for what we do. So I don't know. I mean, I hate to, you know, denigrate, but somebody's telling the truth and somebody's not, right? I mean, there's only one truth. So that's an example or an illustration of how, I don't know. I mean, to me, what it is, they say that they're, you know, devoted to the Constitution and their oath and all these things, but you know, as Jesus said, you'll know them by their fruits.
The term I like to use oftentimes is these people are deceived by the craftiness of men. And what I mean by that is oftentimes, you know, Rod might on the surface believe that he's doing, you know, what's right and good for the greatest country on the face of the earth. But he's turned a blind eye to a lot of this for, I don't know what you call it, fame and fortune and prestige and his career and whatever. And so I'm not here to say they know or they don't know. I don't know their hearts, and I'm not going to pretend I'm the Savior Jesus Christ where I'm the peer judge. I'm not. I don't know. But what I do know is, Joe says, there is only one truth. And what I do know is what they're doing is wrecking lives. And what I do know is I have to speak out as according to my understanding on that, let the chips fall where they may. And when I get to the judgment bar of Christ, I hope I can look at my Savior with a clear conscience and clear eyes and say, you know what? I did my best to stand up for truth the best I could. I did my best to be kind to others around me. If Rod Rosenstein was my neighbor and it snowed, I'd shovel his walk. I'd be as kind to him as I possibly could. But that doesn't mean that I have to be silent and or agree with the abuses going on. I can politely, peacefully stand, make a valiant stand for the cause of the Christians, for the cause of truth, for the cause of morality, and that doesn't mean that I got to be anybody's enemy. That's up to them. I can only control what's up to me, Joe.
That's right. And the fact of the matter, I mean, I go into great detail in the book about how, you know, why it's suspicious. In other words, I don't believe that he really cares about the Constitution and these things because, you know, my innocence was readily apparent. And they did a 3-year criminal investigation at the IRS to, you know, determine whether I should be prosecuted. There's significant evidence to indicate that the special agent that investigated me actually said I shouldn't be prosecuted because he couldn't find, you know, evidence that I committed any crime, but I was prosecuted anyway. So, you know, these are the kinds of things that are going on that someone like Rod Rosenstein, you know, as he perches there at the top, is allowing to go on and just letting the system grind people up and not caring about whether there's some truth there that's being squelched. So,
all right, I want to dive into the book. And Kurt was doing a little bit of research behind the scenes on the book's availability before we start on the details. Kurt?
Well, yeah, and of course, you know, if people hear the word book, then they think, hey, first you better go check out Amazon. Doggone it, Amazon just, they must have had some kind of error in their situation there because you don't find really anything on Amazon.
They're probably out of warehouse space,
Joe.
Those guys are
in
struggling.
Fact, yeah, they've got one that says the Joe Bannister story, volume 1, but it just happens to be unavailable at this time. And but then you thought, well, hey, man, better check out eBay, you know, I mean, because of course, you know, there's places everybody's going to be there, you know, and there'd be good books from Joe there. And the only thing I could find there was the Joe Bannister story on VHS, volume 1, and there's one of those, and basically that's pretty much it.
So, Joe, what's going on? Is this like a media blackout or what? I was thinking it would be top bestseller stuff going on.
Well, I have to confess, now, it was just a week ago Monday that was the 20th anniversary of my resignation from the IRS. February 25th, 1913, is the unveiling of the 16th Amendment. And then 50 years later, February 25th, 1963, I was born. And then February 25th, 1999 was when I resigned from the IRS. And here we are in 2019. So basically, I was trying to get the book ready for the February 25th, 2019, 20th anniversary. I was successful in getting it, you know, printed and finalized, but trying to get it distributed and getting it out there to Amazon, to Kindle, to, you know, all the the newfangled ways of doing it and the old as well. So the supply, it doesn't meet the demand currently. So about all I can do is let people know that it does exist and it is able to ship.
Hey, as far as I understand, Barack and his wife Michelle got a new show. Maybe they'll have you on.
Well, again, I'm not going to hold my breath, but, you know, maybe they'll have me on to make fun of me, but as long as they get my name spelled right, right?
That's how it is. And we bring this up not to make things more difficult for Joe, but to highlight how it is very difficult, folks, for people who are willing to put their careers on the line, who are willing to be as the founding fathers were, which is they gave their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for these great causes in which we find ourselves. Really, the same battles that our founding fathers face, we face. The book is called Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. It's hard to believe you could discover anything new after all you've been through writing your new book, but did you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, basically, the original report that I issued in 1999, it was called Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a preliminary report. I was, you know, in all humility, was thinking, well, maybe I didn't cover all the bases. Yeah, this was the report that I issued to my IRS supervisors. But here 20 years later, of course, I've learned a heck of a lot more. So that's why I call it Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a Report to the American People. And so the original report is sandwiched in between about another 140 pages of new material. Some of it goes into greater detail of the report, you know, the original report of 20 years ago, and then a bunch of new material about, you know, the dirty tricks that were played in my trial, you know, the information about Rod Rosenstein and what he was up to, you know, back there in the early 2000s. It's packed with exhibits. There's plenty of supporting exhibits so people can see the actual documents. So I really tried to make it comprehensive and, you know, get something ready for that 20th anniversary that happened a week ago.
I'm going to say this. It's a 20-year look back and a double-down defense of what you asserted originally with all the backup details, huh?
Yes. And people will definitely think it's of quite a value for sure.
What about those who are your good friends and family? Are they sticking with you? And have some people who might have jettisoned you in the beginning, thinking you were off the rails, come back to their senses and went, okay, you know what? Joe is still Joe. Joe is still a Christian. Joe is still a patriot. Joe is still who I thought he was in the beginning. Are people kind of coming back to their senses on that to some degree?
Yeah, I mean, there's some anecdotal stories, like one in particular, a family member, not immediate family, but a family member really got angry with me because, you know, I was in law enforcement. A lot of the family were in law enforcement and government service. And this relative really took it hard. I was just me, but the relative was just really angry. I mean, downright angry with me.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back. Kurt's got a couple of questions I know, too. And Joe's got a couple of things he wants to highlight about the book, too, that, of course, Sam can't cover it all. I'm only human, folks. So we'll do the best we can, the three of us in the round table. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be archived and available 24/7 to everybody in the world if they choose to embrace the truth. FreedomAboveFortune.com is website. Get his book today. Joe Bannister in seconds.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? to help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
FreedomAboveFortune.com, the website for our guest riding shotgun today, Joe Bannister, doing a phenomenal job highlighting his new book. Just out, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Highly decorated former IRS agent turns truth teller. You got to dig it when that happens in America, ladies and gentlemen. Just wish we could have copycats all around the country deciding that they've had enough. We're talking about his new book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. The book is available, freedomabovefortune.com. So this family member got super angry when you decided to be a whistleblower. And then what happened since? Did they kind of come to their senses and go, okay, Joe, I think you've got a point?
Well, if you don't mind, just to let people know, freedomabovefortune.com, if they go to the donation section, and then down at the bottom will be a mailing address and a donation form. That's about all. If they got to have it right now, that would be the place to go. Otherwise, agentfortruth.com, which is currently down, will be available in the next few days, and then there's an easier way to order. So hopefully,
and of course, we'll have you back and highlight that too as soon as it's ready. But folks, you're getting in on the preliminary for a lot of this, and that's why it's like that. Joe's just, hey man, he doesn't have a big old ripping staff that he can just roll out the minions to do the work. He's got to do it all himself, right?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos and I are not buds, but anyway.
Well, Jeff can come to his senses. He should have a reason to not want to be abused by the income tax system, too. You'd think President Trump would want to be on board with this, too. You know, the IRS has been abusing him and begging for his to release the income tax returns. And he's been, you would think that Mitt Romney, of all people, would be willing to kind of help. And a lot of these people you would think would be in our camp. So
yeah.
Anyway, so give that again one more time just so people can make sure they've got it.
FreedomAboveFortune.com. Go to the donation page. There's a donation form that doesn't even list the book, but if you put new book and fill out the form and send it to the address, so that'll work if you got to have it right away. Otherwise, go to agentfortruth.com in the next several days. But back to the relative. So I was really surprised that the relative would be so mad. I mean, like literally angry at me. And I just, you know, kind of did the Jesus prescription. I just was patient. I didn't get mad back. And then it took about 3 years, so this would have been, you know, 3 years after 1999 resignation, that the relative came to me and said, I want to apologize. I am so sorry to have treated you and been so nasty to you. I now understand what you were up against, why you did what you did. She said, I just misjudged you. I was looking only at the surface, and, you know, her spouse and everyone was able to kind of explain what was really going on, and it took about 3 years, and to the relative's credit, you know, it was like, oh, I was wrong, and I'm very sorry, and I'm sorry to have added to your discomfort for reacting that way. So,
well, and the good news, and the reason that I want to highlight that, Joe, is because I think that a lot of people can come to that status. Just because you feel a certain way about something at the start, you know what? People can change, and people can grow, and people can believe, and people can hope, and people can dream, and people it's not a betrayal of what they once thought. In fact, it's the greater man or woman that can humbly come back and say, you know what? I didn't have this right. And Joe's kind of got that story in his own self, in that, hey, he was part of that problem for a while, right?
Right.
And I'm not attacking you for being part of the problem. I'm just saying, I think that's really the case with all of us as we learn to become patriots.
That's exactly right. And of course, I try not to, I think I'm pretty successful at not, letting people, the fruits of what they're going to do manifest themselves, and try not to prejudge people, because they may think they're doing the right thing, but they don't know what the right thing is, just like me. I mean, I went into the IRS thinking I'd serve 20 years there. I knew the general reputation of the agency being nasty, but I also, thought that the income, I just thought all the things that the average person in the public thinks about the income tax.
Well, and what you kind of believe is, hey, the bad guys are going to be mad at the IRS. Of course they are. They're bad guys, right?
Right.
And so you kind of think, well, that reputation is because, the bad guys complain a lot. But hey, it's still the greater good is still at stake here. And that's what I got to advocate for. And, hey, that's why the disappointment when you find out it isn't really the greater good. That's the problem. Hey, Kurt, you want to chime in here?
I was just thinking about, some of our first, one of the main times we got to spend with Joe was at the one of our big events with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, and I was looking back at that, and to YouTube's credit, you can actually still find it on there. It was a 25 minutes and 21 seconds presentation by Joe. They show that it's been viewed 5,058 times. I just remember thinking how good that was and how much I wish everybody could have heard it and seen it. And of course,
but a couple of hundred sheriffs did too, Kurt.
That's right. And, there's a good picture of those guys right there at the first and that you can see. And then I was thinking about a movie that has been one of my favorites for a long time. It's called Harry's War. And if you're not familiar with it, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know that if you can watch it on YouTube, but I do know that I heard from a pretty trusted source that the director of Harry's War, a guy's name is Keith Merrill, after putting that movie together, just happened to get audited like,
of
you know,
course
10
he
times
did.
In a row. Anyway, it's just amazing to me, these kind of things, especially, now that you see the president trying to take care of the terrorism that comes from our southern border and the drug world and all the other different human trafficking and things that, I know he's got his hands.
Yeah, what about the terrorists in America that work for the IRS armed with an unlimited war chest of fake money? What about that,
Yeah, it seemed like, especially since they're kind of after him, like you mentioned, Sam, he might say, look, I want to free the American people in more ways than one.
Well, Donald called me. I can help him get in contact with Joe, too, Kurt.
Yeah, I've rediscovered this thing called tariffs, and, we don't need the income tax and the IRS anymore, and so we're going to, he could become the greatest hero in America almost ever.
Yeah, amen to that. Hey, Joe, have you seen the movie Harry's War?
I did, early 2000s, so it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's a fun movie, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a kick.
I mean, it's a little bit of a comedy thing on one hand. On the other hand, it exposes some real truths and stuff like that that's kind of important to understand. And it kind of goes through the experience, too, where the young man worked for the government, felt good about his work, and then he slowly but surely, thought, man, my aunt is a nutcase, to eventually, she's right, this is a holy war kind of a thing. And we're not advocating going out and doing anything crazy, but we are advocating Americans understanding the truth and standing together to appropriately change our laws to be more constitutional, to be more freedom-loving, and to be more in line with, rather than the Communist Manifesto, more in line with the principles that our founding fathers gave everything for.
It looks like you can, by the way, Joe, it looks like you can watch it on YouTube. They want $2.99 for it to watch the whole thing. But I thought it was interesting. Right at the bottom it says related movies. You've got Hatching Pete, My Boyfriend's Back, Wyatt Earp. I'm kind of like, how's that related to Harry's War?
It's related anyway. In that you pay them for all of them, buddy.
I think America, Freedom to Fascism is much more related. So you guys probably talk about that.
Amen to that. It's
yeah,
a great
they
movie.
forgot to put that on there.
Hey, by the way, Kurt, when you say you can watch it on YouTube, is it actually on YouTube that you're paying for it?
Well, that's what it said. I brought up YouTube, and it says watch from $2.99. So, you know, I guess you can do it.
Strange stuff. All right, what else about the book have we overlooked? I know we can't get everything in, Joe, but what do you want to kind of mention about the book and the process writing it and the availability?
Well, one thing I think people would be really interested in is that there are two, or there used to be, two criminal investigation departments within the IRS. And people might think, well, wouldn't one be enough? But the reason that there were two, it goes into this whole foundational, you know, allegation that the IRS, the most Americans aren't actually required to pay the income tax because there's never been a statute, you know, a law passed requiring it. And the reason for that is because of in 1916, in the Bruschaber case, the federal government basically had to backtrack. They were intending to tax all of America, you know, all Americans an income tax. But the Supreme Court stood in their way. And so in 1916, they actually had to backtrack the Congress and write the laws so that only non-resident aliens and foreign corporations were embraced by the income tax, not the average American. And so then over that next 100 years, the IRS would slowly, Treasury Department, hide the truth, getting the Congress to do little things to try to hide the truth, but that, you know, the reason that Americans aren't required to pay the income tax, by and large, is because of this original occurrence back in 1916. So, meanwhile, the IRS had two criminal investigation functions, and so I go into great detail, show exhibits from the Internal Revenue Manual, you know, which is the IRS's own procedural Bible, and actually explain how that unfolded, how they tried to hide it from the public by restructuring the IRS. I go into the federal criminal investigation and trial that I endured and all the dirty tricks that occurred in there. I go more into detail about the 16th Amendment and, you know, kind of what's happened since 1999 when I first issued the report. So just, you know, like I say, 140 pages of explanations and exhibits in addition to the original report.
One last point that I want to make before the end of the hour on this too, Joe, is this. The Founding Fathers did such a great job with creating a balance between the necessity of government versus government being too powerful. And they walked a very fine line, and they did such a tremendous job with the checks and balances to the point where the very attempts to create and hide this is the very paper trail that you can use to expose it.
That's right. I mean, that's the thing, is that the government always uses the paper trail when they go after somebody and like, well, look, here's what this says, and, you know, the documents are what convict people. But the documents, the paper trail, is what convicts the IRS and the federal government and how they've lied. And so, of course, I try to lay out as much of that paper trail for people to see. And I think I did a pretty good job.
All right, well, I'm hoping Rush has you on next. He can follow Liberty Roundtable live and take a cue from the greats and tell the tale of Liberty. And I'm not holding my breath, but I'm hoping.
Well, the other thing, Sam and Kurt, is that, you know, people like yourselves who actually pay attention and let me have a voice, I really appreciate you guys.
And you know what, my friend, get everything together on your book. We'll have you back. We'll talk about it. We'll promote it when it's readily available, too. I know it's coming out of the woodworks, and this is a preliminary briefing on the book, ladies and gentlemen, for just you, our listeners. Joe, my friend, Godspeed, sir. We pray for your safety, and we're grateful for your stand.
Thanks, gentlemen. Thank you.
There he goes, Joe Bannister, freedomabovefortune.com. I'm just telling you, he does a phenomenal job. He's as humble as they get. but his message is incredibly powerful. He's bright, intelligent, and best of all, he defends the cause of the Christians. I love it. I want to do all I can to help that prosper, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic, but we need y'all to get involved at libertyroundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.